speaking with Derek Brimell, and congratulations. I loved Voices previously, and now Canzona Americanas is out with the wonderful Alarm Will Sound. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited for it. It's been a long time in the making.
And to me, I think it's very cool. I enjoyed listening to it. I got a download just the other day. And this spans from some of your works back in 1996 all the way up to 2010 and for some different forces. How is it to have this sort of nice spectrum of works out?
Yeah, well, it's a real treat for me. It's an honor for me to work with, you know, a band that's this great. I've known Alan Pearson, the conductor, for about 20 years now, and so we have long standing relationship, and I've been working with Alarm Will Sound on and off since about 2003. It's about 10 years, and they're just, you know, they're terrific musicians. A lot of them are actually composers themselves, and for me, you know, it's a great opportunity to hear works that I wrote starting in 1996, all the way through the present day, and you know, it's a real kind of it's kind of a real authoritative recording of all my large ensemble works for this kind of instrumentation for about, you know, between say 16 and 20 players.
One of my favorites on here that I didn't know of yours is a piece called Natural Selection, and it has a mutual friend of ours, Tim Jones, on it. Tell us a little bit about this piece, because I was really charmed by this.
Yeah, Timothy Jones, he's a fantastic singer, baritone singer from Houston, and does a lot of contemporary music, also does the old chestnuts, but I think he brought something really great to the performance here. There's four poems, three of them by the poet Wendy Walters and one by the poet Naomi Shihab Nye, who's actually from your neck of the woods also. She's from San Antonio, a San Antonio native, or I don't know if she's native from there, but she lives there. So, the genesis of these are kind of interesting because I wrote some of them initially as songs with piano, for the Cactus Pear Festival.
Sure. Which
you may know from years past. Yeah, down there in San Antonio. And so that was Stephanie Santambrogio who had commissioned those, and Timothy Jones sang them. So a couple of those are, you know, had their genesis there, and some had their genesis in other song cycles. But in 1999, I had a commission from the Faber, the music publisher in London. They had asked me to commission. They wanted to commission a piece for kind of a large ensemble, and I asked them if I could write with voice. They said yes, and so I wrote this piece, which was premiered at the Huddersfield Festival. The idea was these kind of animal pieces that actually evoked animal, you know, the spirit of animals, and also even the spirit of human beings, and you know, the kind of closeness. So there's four songs within that. There, the first one is One Fly, this kind of buzzing piece about flies, but also very much about humans and their state of interaction. And I suppose it's somewhat, it's a kind of a philosophical reference to a fly, because it's really about how a fly makes you feel. And then the second song, Spider Love, is likewise kind of metaphor. I mean, I guess all these songs are metaphorical, so that would be my take on them. The third song, Got My Bag of Brown Shoes, is a kind of more extended song with all kinds of crazy stylistic references. And the last song, Dog, is the Naomi Shihab Nye piece, which I guess is a reflection. I mean, she just would say that it was about her dog, but I think, you know, it's about much more than that.
Well, it is a wonderful set to have here on the album. Also, some wonderful singing in Canzon Americanas, and I guess there are some different tributes throughout this work. That lots of inspirations.
Yeah, this was a piece that actually I wrote for the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Has a series called the Green Umbrella Series, which is tends to be smaller formations than a large orchestra. And so this was for Gustavo Dudamel's inaugural season there, and the connection really came about because of the composer John Adams, who has conducted my work before, and John asked me would I be able to write a short piece for this, and then Gustavo had recommended that because it was for their Americas festival that I try to write a piece that kind of tied North and South America together, and he knew that I had been interested in Brazilian music and had been down there quite a bit. And so I just took the opportunity to do a bunch of things that I'd always wanted to do. The first was to kind of tie in American vernacular music in a kind of almost a rock and roll type setting with this large ensemble formation in new music. And so I wrote the first movement, El Dude, is kind of a tribute to Gustavo, who has brought so much energy and passion to the classical music world in the past few years. The second movement is actually what you'd call a choro in Brazil, or chorinho, maybe more appropriately, little choro. And it's a kind of a canon, which is was dedicated to the father of two very close friends of mine, Pedro and Lucas Rubato, who are the principal players in the orchestra in Salvador, which is in the north of Brazil. And the choro is a very, very common Brazilian kind of vernacular form, and is played by all the guitarists. So I kind of transformed that into a piece for this large ensemble, and I called it Silvio Dodges, which is kind of a combination between Saudades, which down there is kind of nostalgic, and Silvio, who was their father, who had just passed away. And then the third movement is an atonal salsa, which I've always wanted to write. I've always had it in my mind to write an atonal salsa. So I finally did it. And it's kind of a piece that goes back and forth between a more melancholy feel and then this kind of more hardcore kind of salsa style. And there's great, wonderful percussionist Javier Diaz, who plays on that, who's not a normal member of Larmel Sound, but does a lot of playing with them. So that was fun. He was playing congas on that. And then the last movement is also kind of similar to Natural Selection. It's a slow song called Itaparica, which I wrote when I was on an island off the coast of Salvador in Brazil. And that's wonderfully sung by Luciana Souza, who's a singer that I've worked with quite a bit. She's Brazilian, but she's a jazz singer and does a lot of contemporary music also. She's worked quite a bit with Golijov, the Argentinian composer, and has done a lot of stuff in between pop music. She worked with Herbie Hancock, going into jazz, pop music, Brazilian music. So she's really somebody who's very flexible and wonderful to work with. And actually wrote her a bigger song cycle last year, which she also did beautifully.
We're speaking with Derek Bermel and a new release called Canzone Americanas with Alarmal Sound and Alan Pearson. You were speaking about this great tie with America and Latin America, and I think this album also then gets you to show off your sort of wonderful studies. You've been in Africa, and I know, and I think Hot Zone has these sort of cool rhythms that I'm guessing maybe are African and influenced.
Yeah, I spent some time, I mean, this is 20 years ago now that I think about it. It was actually in 1992 that I was in Ghana, but I've just revisited the xylophone so much because I keep in touch with my friend Bernard Woma, the virtuoso xylophone player from Ghana. He comes over here quite a bit. And And so I've just kind of kept in touch with that and occasionally done some playing. And Hot Zone, I wrote, actually I wrote a kind of smaller version in 1995, and then I revised it about 10 years later. And it was originally written for the Albany Symphony, which has a group called the Dogs of Desire.
Right.
Similar to Alarm Will Sound, doing a lot of new music, but they work with two singers. And in this case, the two violinists, Caleb Burhans and Courtney Orlando, took up the singing roles because they're both good singers. And they sang this short section in Dagaba, which is the language of the Dagari people, on whose music this is loosely based.
Well, it's another really really good one, really fun.
One of the great things about Alarm Will Sound is that a lot of the players play multiple instruments. I mean, Caleb also plays electric guitar, and Courtney plays accordion, and you know, the various people, you know, pick up instruments you never knew that they played, and all of a sudden they're playing them on stage, and it's just a lot of fun. They're great to work with, and there's so many possibilities with that band.
Yeah, I've seen them where they'll all end with a electronic piece, and you know that they're computers and all sorts of things that go around. It's a virtuosic group, and it's got to be pretty cool that they want to, you know, record your stuff. You know.
Oh yeah, it's a great privilege for a composer. You know, this is the kind of thing that we dream of, because to have a group of this quality. Really putting down an authoritative version of your music, it's priceless, because, you know, most people, I mean, you can go kind of, you can have your score, your music, your sheet music there, but what most people in the world really relate to is the sound of it, and so it's fantastic to be able to have a recording that you can show to people and say, hey, it kind of sounds like this. And especially when they're learning your music and it's very hard, you can kind of give them a place to start. And of course, for the public, it's wonderful, because it gives people access to hear it if they can't get to a concert.
Now, I know the Mayans predicted next month here in 2012 that the world would end, but you have a piece yourself called At the End of the World.
Right.
This is there's a poem involved with this?
Yes, this is actually a poet who is known really as a novelist, Nicole Krauss. I mean, she started as a poet, a quite wonderful poet. And this is a very early poem that she wrote. I met Nicole at Yaddo, the artist colony. We were both there at the same time, and she was working on her first novel, which was called Man Walks Into a Room. I read a lot of her poetry and really was struck by this piece, which is a very early poem she had written when she was probably 19 or 20. And it's kind of an existentialist poem, somewhat dark, but there's a kind of sense of humor in it, too, about people who are sitting around trying to decide, how are we going to remake the world? And who ultimately decide that they would have done the same thing that was done in the past. And I guess, you know, you often hear that, you know, as the political debates go on, where people are trying to remake the world or the country or whatever it is, or the state or the city, and they, you know, have all kinds of grand ideas. And in the end, often it comes down to pretty much the same thing. But I suppose that's part of the human condition. And so I was quite struck with how she put that into words.
It's another nice piece. Again, to me, what strikes me most is it's so cool to hear. I listen to it and I go, it's Derek Bermel, but there are lots of great sides here to it that I think Alarm Will Sound brings out.
Yeah, and that piece, especially, that was written for the wonderful soprano Barbara Hannigan, who does a lot of work in Europe. But here it was realized by Kira Duffy, who's just also a wonderful new music singer with a real broad range of colors, and so I was excited that Kira sang that for the CD.
Well, it's good stuff. It's out now, Canzone Americanas. Really appreciate you talking to us today.
Thank you so much, John, and thanks for your support of composers, which is endless.